good. You've had 36 hours or whatever it's been since that game. Just after you've processed it all, what are your thoughts?
Well, again, it was one of the most remarkable endings to a game I've ever been associated with. And, you know, it started with the how proud I am of our guys. Just hang in there and persevere. And they just kept battling. And, you know, we were kind of getting our hats handed to us. At least it felt like that. And to be there in the end and keep fighting and have a chance to win it, you know, it's a credit to our guys.
You were talking about the celebration there. And there, you know, that has been kind of the talk on social media and stuff like that, your celebration there. Any thoughts after looking back on that and just the raw emotion that went into
it? Yeah, exactly. I think you hit it on the head. It was just raw emotion. It was, we had lost the game. I mean, they made the shot. We lost the game. And all of a sudden, hey, new life. We won the game. And so it was. And then I was able to let our fans know that we won the game. Otherwise, they would have walked out of here and like, what just happened? So, but it really was. It was. I didn't mean any disrespect to UNLV or Dave. And, you know, Dave was like, no, he wasn't harmed by it in any way. He's a great guy and great coach. He coached a heck of a game, I thought. And
did you have to say anything to him about that?
Well, I
did.
UNLV
fans aren't happy.
Yeah, no, I text Dave and I apologize. I didn't mean to. You know, he knows that I wasn't, I was just overjoyed that we won, and I think he would have felt the same way. And, you know, they did feel the same way. They pig piled on our floor, and good for them. They hit the shot. I mean, it was a great play. And, you know, that's college basketball. That's what makes it so great. I think Krzyzewski, I saw him talking about Boeheim, and he hit it on the head. We have something in college basketball that nobody else has, that so much emotion, so much passion, and it's kind of, I wear mine on my sleeve now and then, and so, you know, I want my guys to play that way, and they just came out.
A week ago, Drummy, you know, his picture of him holding his head was everywhere after you lost, and so he left the court.
I left the court.
He left the, who told him that you'd won, and what
my
was
son.
His reaction?
Yeah, Brock came in and told him that, Anthony, stop kicking garbage cans, we won. So, yeah, it's just it's one of the craziest things I've ever, like I said, I've ever seen in a basketball game, to have it end that way, end in a huddle where 10,000 fans are hanging on like, yes or no, and it was thumbs up.
Have you, normally they just go to the monitor and make a rule, you know, they never usually call coaches over, do they?
I don't know. there's no handbook for this in coaching, and but what a game. I mean, even, you know, the UNLV staff was saying that to us as we shook hands. What a basketball game, and you know, credit to their kids, credit to our kids. It's a shame somebody had to win.
Did you go back and look at replays yourself? I mean, did you obviously are happy with the call, but did you go back and look? And
yeah,
see,
oh yeah.
How close
yeah.
was it really?
And I saw the freeze frame. Yeah, it's just, that's what's so crazy about it in our profession, is that we feel great about ourselves because the guy had the ball 1/100th of a second too long. They feel awful, and they played a great basketball game. Both teams did, and they feel awful and like they didn't do the right things, and 1/100th of a second separates those emotions.
But isn't that, I've seen a guy go the length of the court in 3.3
oh,
seconds.
Oh, that he did a great job.
Defensively, was there anything you could have done differently?
Well, you know, in that's exactly the reason why we don't call timeouts, because it's just so scattered, and he's so fast. He did a great job of not panicking. You know, we had the same situation against Utah when we missed the free throw, and the guy shot a half quarter. I mean, most kids, it's tough to have that mental clock on. And, you know, you can't get a bearing on the clock. You can't, and usually you end up shooting way too far, way too quick, and not a good shot. He got it to a great shot. Unfortunately, it was just a count late.
You guys checking out what's wrong with the lights up there?
Yeah, I don't know. They work in practice. I don't know. It was weird. I don't.
So I know, you know, that last year at this time we talked, we were hounding you almost about mm-hmm. the NCAA tournament and all that stuff. You talked about, you're being open with the team about that.
And
are you again?
You know, I think last year I was a little more open about it because we were just a sneaky dark horse, you know. Now it's just a matter of controlling what we can control and worrying about, you know, who cares what any brackets say, who cares. It all just matters what we can get done. And it's in our own hands. And that's the way we approach it.
There was a time where you guys were thought to not, you know, be just out of the picture. You're going to have to win the Mountain West tournament. That was going to be your only chance, I guess, two weeks ago. Do you feel like there's enough games left?
Oh,
right,
absolutely.
Where you could
yeah.
get yourself back into the
no
the
question.
Talk.
And those road wins are valuable. I mean, you go out and road, and we got some opportunities for that. And, you know, we got a good RPI. And we're right there. And the other thing is, don't underestimate the other teams. They're all going to lose games. You know, I mean, there's a lot of teams. I don't want to get into bubble watch, and I'm not going to do it because it's absolutely the most painful, worst thing you can do. But when you start looking at these games, one after another, ones that are in our ballpark are losing. So if we can just control what we can control, then let's let the chips fall.
Now you got Fresno on Wednesday night. Fresno, we beat them the first game pretty easily, but they won six of their last seven. What's different watching
the film? Well, you're facing one of the hottest teams, and, you know, a wise coach once said to me, it's not who you play, it's when you play them, and we're playing them at where they're playing their best basketball. Now, I feel like we're playing pretty good basketball, too. I think maybe you got two of the hotter teams in the Mountain West coming together on Wednesday.
So what are they doing that they weren't doing earlier?
You know, I think they have a lot of new guys, and they're breaking guys into their system, and it just took time, and you know, I think they're just playing really well together, and they've kind of figured out roles even more, and you know, they just look like they're clicking. You know, like you've seen us go up and down a little sometimes, and sometimes it's just a matter of clicking better together, and I think that's what we're seeing with them.
When you talked about, you know, last year, when you talked to the guys a lot about, you know, potential postseason, things like that, and I said you haven't mentioned it much this year. Have you guys talked about it at all, or what's kind of, you know, what's when it gets broached, what do you guys say?
You know, I always want them to understand, see the forest for the trees, you know, I mean, they have to know what's going on around them, and they have to know that everything's, you know, in their control, and, but yeah, you know, I don't want to pile pressure on. All the focus is just on, let's play our best, and if we play our best, and at our best energy, our best emotion, whatever we can do in that space and time, then we're going to have a great chance, and we're going to put ourselves in a good position.
You guys are playing maybe toward your best toward the end of last season, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's still a couple games left, but, I mean, you got to kind of take from last year, looking at, you know, you guys are playing well again at this time this year, you know, how important that is.
It's huge, and that's what you want your team to do. It doesn't, you know, it's a long season, and nobody, you know, there's very few teams that can play great from start to finish. And I bet even if you looked at Wichita State, they haven't played their best from start to finish. Their schedule has probably had some breaks for them, and they were good enough to beat those teams. But, you know, nobody plays their best for 6 months, so you, if you have your choice, you want to be playing it now.
You look at this three-game streak, and, I mean, you don't want to say it's the best you're playing, but you know, how good do you think you guys have been as a best?
Yeah, we just had a resolve to us that's been amazing. I mean, you know, New Mexico, you saw what they did the other night. And then you saw what they did to UNLV, too. They're playing terrific. We beat them. We go on the road and win at a tough place, Colorado State, where we have never won before. And we come back and beat a great UNLV team. So we're playing, you know, at a high level right now.
I think I counted 10 games where it came down to like the last 20 seconds where there was a shot on one side or the other, and you're 5-5 in those games. I mean, how can that close experience help you here down
the stretch? It's definitely helped us, and it's helped our, and that's why winning some of them and winning the UNLV game like that is, I don't have to prop them up and tell them it'll be okay if you keep fighting, it'll be okay. The proof's in the pudding. If you keep fighting, things will fall your way, and they have.
Derek's a guy that at times has been criticized for late game, you know, having to take every shot. Obviously, this game, in overtime, you guys entrusted him with it, and he was able to deliver.
Yeah, and that's, you know, he looks like a hero. We look like geniuses when you put it in his hand, but we do trust him. Our team trusts him. And, you know, you're not going to make, you know, it's that old Michael Jordan thing, I've missed 10,000 shots as I win the game. You know, you're going to miss some of them. But in the end, that was a pretty good shot he got. We got the right guy, the right spot, at the right time. I believe just exactly the right time.
I believe right before that, Anthony actually drove and knocked that amount. What changed to all of a sudden go have it in his hands there? I guess with less time, was Derek a better spot there? Or what?
Well, we had put that OB in that day for that situation, luckily. And, you know, so we were able to, you know, get him in isolated like that.
You had trouble a lot of times against their big guys getting in. You did a nice job getting it into him because I wasn't sure you'd get it that
close. Yeah, down there especially. Yeah. The first time we played him, we couldn't get it in because they put a big guy on the ball and it's tough. But, no, that's why we put that in. But it wasn't the play. It was the player.
You've done that a couple times where you've had the guy out of bounds, like pass the ball to another guy out of bounds. What happened on that one?
We went the wrong way. We went the wrong way on that play.
Who went the wrong way?
I'm not going to throw anybody on the pass. The ball went the wrong way.
Okay. The one down there. Yeah. It seems like every great season has a signature win that you look back on. Does it
feel like, I mean, you've had a couple of great ones, thrillers. Do you think that this Saturday's win could
be? Well, you don't know. You know, I mean, New Mexico was a pretty special win, too. Yeah. I mean, I kind of felt the same way about New Mexico as I did UNLV. That was a great win. And I felt the same way about Colorado State. That was a heck of a win. I mean, any win in this league right now, they're hard to get. And so, yeah, these are huge.
Is it good to see New Mexico get in the rankings, too, to have two rankings?
Oh, yeah, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they're 25th now.
I've been head down. Yeah, no question. When you watch them play, I think everybody that has any basketball knowledge walks away going, ooh, that's a really good basketball team. They deserve to be. They probably deserve to be higher.
Ryan Watkins made a great move late in regulation, the drop step.
Yeah.
He's terrific. He's moving his feet better this year.
Yeah.
What else is he doing that makes him so good?
Well, you know, he's really put a lot of time into his offensive game and developing more moves and using his craftiness and his soft hands. And Danny's really helped him with that also. So, it's just a guy that's just working hard and getting paid off for it.
The moves, it just seems like in the last, 2 weeks, it really seems to have manifested itself.
Well, when guys have success, then they even get more buy-in, and then they even more, and I think that's what you're seeing with Ryan.
And to do that against Tim Burton, yes, Coach Smith, and
yes,
Christian Wood.
Absolutely. And, you know, the stats tell you who he is, and the stats say he's an unbelievable player right now, and that's, happy for him.
Given how the last few games have gone, would you rather be down with 4 minutes to play?
Apparently so. Yeah. I guess so.
Overtime by five.
Yeah, but right, you're right. You know, it is. It's funny, and I think a lot of college teams you see it because it's it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you keep attacking and shoot your way out of a lead, you're dumb. If you put the brakes on and lose your aggressiveness, you're dumb. I mean, it's a tough line to draw. And,
what is so hard about closing out games? Because not only
I'll tell you what's hard. Yeah, but what's hard in our league is this is one of the the team we just played is one of the most athletic teams in the country as far as being able to block shots and guard you. And when they ratchet it up on you like that, it's tough to get a shot, let alone hold on to the ball.
And as they did you down there.
Yeah. You see how quick they are. I mean, they got great quickness, and then they've got great, cover up the rim athleticism. So
you just can't turn that on for 40 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, that's hard. For 40 minutes for 31 games or whatever. That's.
But for 4 minutes.
Yeah, but for it's do or die right now. We can do it. It's hard to play against.